Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
You have year-end goals. Constant Contact has what it takes to help you meet them faster. Sell more, raise more, and build real relationships with your audience with Constant Contact's digital marketing tools. Put the go in all your 2024 goals with email, social, SMS, and customized marketing campaigns built for you in just a few clicks. Now through December 4th, get 40% off any Constant Contact marketing plan for 3 months. Ready, set, go to ConstantContact.com and get started today.
Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service. One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now it is our time to talk to KCBS insider Phil Matera.
Phil joins us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. Almost 2 weeks after Election Day, Alameda County District Attorney Pamela Price conceded the recall race this afternoon.
The voters have spoken, and while the outcome is not what we hoped for, I respect their decision.
All right, so Phil, we wanted to know what happens next. Did she give us an idea during her concession speech of when she might be leaving office?
Well, she really doesn't have a say in that. The bottom line is that come December 5th, or right about that time when the Alameda Registrar Voter and the supervisors confirm the results of the election, the entire election, and the votes are made official, she's out. Now, she's fired. That's just what happens. You don't wait for a transition. You don't get to call the transitional shots. And what will likely happen is that her chief assistant, Royal Roberts, will assume command of the office and the people working in it, because you have to have somebody run it because it runs 24/7. You know, this is not you don't take time off when you're district attorney's office. You have cases on file, cases that have to be charged, cases that have to be resolved. So he will step in until the Board of Supervisors in Alameda County goes through an interviewing process and selects a successor. Now, this is where it gets a little interesting, because in San Francisco, let's say, when Chesa Boudin was voted out by the people, Mayor London Breed, who is the mayor of San Francisco, which is both a city and a county, got to make the pick. She had about three or four finalists, and she made the pick and brought them in as the person to be the next DA. In Alameda County, it'll be the Board of Supervisors. So it'll be five supervisors making the decision. The interview process they go through, they have about 10 candidates that have already expressed interest. You know, what the criteria is going to be remains to be seen, but they will make the pick, and then that person will have to run again if they choose to run in 2026, and then in 2028 again. So they are going to be very, very busy no matter who gets in there.
Phil, is there anything that caught your ear when you were listening to Pamela Price concede today? Did she give any hints about what she's going to do?
No, she didn't. And it was typical Pamela Price. She came out, she conceded, and then she went into a long statement about the accomplishments of her office. And then, as she has consistently done, she declined any questions and left. That has been sort of the story of her administration. You know, she got into hot water because of two things. One was that some of the policies she put out early on, she was a very progressive, judicial reform, didn't want to charge to the max on cases. In some cases, she even sat behind defendants in court appearances. That didn't go over with people. She got in on a 53%. 5% margin. A lot of people didn't like that. The other question was whether or not competence, whether or not there were thousands of cases that missed their deadline filings and other missteps by her. And, you know, that didn't go over well with the public. And so she gave about a 20-minute speech about the victory she had and then said that's it and moved on. And that's what people are going to do. She was turned out by a 63% vote, which is a lot, pretty significant, and it reflected a change in both the Black and the Latino community that shifted the votes from being pro-Pam Price to not being pro-Pam Price, and we will see now who will replace Pamela Price.
Our thanks to KCBS insider Phil Matier, who will be on live again at 7:50 tomorrow morning.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.